Psalm 52. An instructive psalm of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and reported to Saul and said to him, "David has gone to Ahimelech's house. How you boast in wickedness, O mighty man, whilst the kindness of God is present all day long. Your tongue devises calamitous things, as a sharpened razor perpetrating deceit. You have loved evil more than good, and falsehood more than speaking righteousness. Selah. You have loved all kinds of predatory words, you deceitful tongue. God, for his part, will tear you down for perpetuity. He will take hold of you and sweep you away from your tent and root you out of the land of the living. Selah. And the righteous will look on and fear and laugh at him. Behold the man who does not make God his stronghold, but trusts in the abundance of his wealth and is strong in his calamitous way. But I am like a flourishing olive tree in the house of God. I have trusted in the kindness of God age-abidingly and in perpetuity. I will praise you age-abidingly, for you have taken action, and I will put hope in your name, for you are good towards those under your grace." To the choirmaster on Mahalath. Psalm 53. An instructive psalm of David. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." And they have acted corruptly. They have committed abominable iniquity. There is no one who does good. God peered down from heaven at the sons of Adam to see if there was anyone who was prudent, anyone who was seeking God. They have all slidden back. They have become corrupt together. There is no one who does good. There is not even one. Do those engaged in iniquity not know? Those who devour my people in the same way as they devour bread? They do not call on God. There they had a great fear, but there was no reason for fear, for God had scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame, because God has rejected them. Oh, for the salvation of Israel from Zion! When God reverses the captivity of his people, Jacob will rejoice. Israel will be glad. To the choirmaster in singing set to stringed music. Psalm 54. An instructive psalm of David, when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, "Is not David hiding with us? O God, save me in your name, and judge me by your might. O God, hear my prayer, listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and fierce men seek my life. They have not put God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is among those who sustain my life. He will turn the evil onto my adversaries. Cut them off by your truth. I will willingly sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have delivered me from all adversity, and my eye has looked on my enemies with satisfaction." To the choirmaster in singing set to stringed music. Psalm 55. An instructive psalm of David. Listen, O God, to my prayer, and do not hide from my supplication. Hearken to me and answer me. I wander in my speech, and I am in turmoil, at the sound of the enemy, in the face of oppression of the wicked. For they cause havoc to rain down on me, and they beleaguer me in anger. My heart reels inside me, and the dread of death has fallen on me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and fright has enveloped me. Then I said, "If only I had flight feathers like a dove, I would fly away and come to rest. Behold, I would fly far away. I would lodge in the desert. Selah. I would be quick with my escape from the sweeping wind, from the storm. O Lord, swallow them up, divide their tongue, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls, whilst iniquity and vice are inside it. Inside it are perversities, whilst violence and deceit do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy that reproaches me, which I could have borne. It is not one who hates me who defies me, from whom I could have hidden. But you, a man of my own standing, my friend and my acquaintance, with whom we sweetly took joint counsel. We went to the house of God in a bustling crowd. May death suddenly come upon them. May they go down to the grave alive. For there are wicked things in their dwellings and in their midst. As for me, I will call to God, that the Lord may save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will lament and sigh, and he will hear my voice. He has redeemed my life in peace from my battle, for there were many of them in conflict with me. God will hear them and answer them, for he has been abiding from ancient time. Selah. Since they have no change of mind, they do not fear God. He shot out his hands against those at peace with him. He violated his covenant. The buttered words of his mouth were flattery, whilst battle was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, whilst they were with daggers drawn. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will not allow the righteous to totter for ever. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of decay. Men of blood and deceit will not have half their days, but I will trust in you. To the choirmaster on Jonath Elem Rekokim.